弟兄姐妹们平安。
Your brothers and sisters, peace be with you.
感谢主又把我们聚集在一起，我们能够同心合一来敬拜我们的主。
Thanks God to call every brother and sisters together today to worship Him.
我们先来一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你的恩典怜悯，主，你又赐给我们这样美好的主日。弟兄姐妹可以来到主你的面前，我们来敬拜你。
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your love and mercy. Thank you for giving us such a beautiful Sunday that all brothers and sisters can come together again to worship you.
天父，我们谢谢你的恩典，你差下你的独生爱子耶稣基督，道成肉身来到这个世界来拯救我们。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace that you send your only Son to this world to save us.
主赐给我们永生的盼望，也赐给我们在世生活的力量、智慧。
Give us eternal life, and to give us the strength to live a new life.
天父，你的话语告诉我们是脚前的灯，也是路上的光。
Your words are the lamp at our feet, the light in our paths.
我们只有知道、认识、记住好多你的话语，我们才能真的是过一个讨主你喜悦的生活。
Only by knowing your words and live out your words that we can live out a life that's pleasing to you.
天父，就透过今天的信息，求主你的圣灵在我们每位弟兄姐妹的心中工作。
May your Holy Spirit work in every brother and sister through today's message.
让我们不但能够明白知道这些主你的真理，也让我们能够真正的让我们来思想，让我们来使用，让我们能够在生命中能够行出来。
So we not only understand this truth, we can really think about it and to live out in our everyday life.
主，让我们的生命透过你的话语，透过主你的圣灵来每日的更新，来改变。
Our life can be renewed each day by your words, by the Holy Spirit.
主，就求主你引导我们以下的时间。
Lord, we ask you to lead the time.
我们谢谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray this in the precious name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
今天呢，我们来看约翰一书的最后一个部分，就是5:43-21.
Today, let us study the last section of the first John, that is, chapter 5:13-21.
那么一封书信的最后一部分往往是对前面所写内容的概括总结，或者是对这个收信人的最后的劝勉，或者是一些忠告。
In general, the last section of the letter is usually a generalization of the previous content and also the last advance to the recipients of the letter.
所以往往书信的结尾呢，是比较重要的一个部分。
And often,The last part of the letter is a fairly important part.
那我们做父母的都知道，如果我们去外地看我们上学的孩子，或者他们在外面工作，我们离开时总是嘱咐一些最重要、最需要的一些事情。
As parents, we know that if we go to see our kids who study or work away from us, when we leave them,We often repeatedly advise them with things that are most important or requires most attention.
那么使徒约翰呢，把这些信徒呢，他看作是他属灵的孩子。
Apostle John treats these disciples as his spiritual children.
所以我们从头到尾读约翰一书，我们看过这个小子们呢，出现过很多次。
So throughout this letter, we see little children appeared many times.
所以呢，约翰可能真的把这些他写信的这些信徒呢，真的是看作他的属灵的孩子们。
So John really treats these disciples as his spiritual children.
那么约翰呢，写这封信的主要目的呢，是为了让这些信徒信耶稣的人知道耶稣基督就是生命之道这个真理。
The main purpose John wrote this letter is to let the believer know the truth that Jesus Christ is the way of life.
那么真正信靠生命之道的人，他一定有永生。
And all who truly trust in the way of life will have eternal life.
他这里也同时劝勉信耶稣的人，怎么样生活才能讨神的喜悦。
At the same time, he advised them how to live a life to be pleasing to God.
他能与神保持一个亲密的关系。
To keep a close relationship with God.
他能行在光中，不至于远离神的道。
To walk in light and not fall away from the God's word.
那么最后这个部分呢，短短其实有九节经文。
In this last section, there are only 9 verses.
但是有一个词呢，它用了七次。
But one word was used 7 times.
那么这个词大家说是什么呢？
Do you know what this word is?
可能有弟兄姐妹看到就是知道这个词。
Maybe brother and sister already noticed it is the word know.
那么在13节我们这儿它用了一次。
One time in verse 13.
那么在14节到17节呢它用了两次。
Two times in verse 14 to 17.
在18到21节这部分呢它用了四次。
And four times in verse 18 to 21.
可能有弟兄姐妹仔细读这段经文说，诶，我怎么没看到七次呀，我看到六次啊。
Maybe attentive brothers and sisters may say, I only found 6 times, not 7.
但是如果我们看英文的翻译或者希腊语圣经，那么就会发现20节最后呢也是一个 no.
But if we read the English Bible or the Greek Bible, you'll notice in the latter half of verse 20, there is also a word similar to no.
所以呢中文呢是把它这儿译成了认识，其实它跟知道是完全是一个词。
The Chinese translation is close to be familiar with, which is the same as know.
那么使徒约翰呢，劝这些信徒，其实也是在劝勉我们每位弟兄姐妹。
Actually, Apostle John urged the disciples here. He is actually also urging us, every brother and sister.
就读了这封书信，下面的这些真理一定要知道。
Reading this letter, the following truth you must know.
那么这里用这个知道这个词呢是非常真的是重要的。
Here we use the word know, it's very important.
它这个知道呢不是说是啊我知道它在那儿存在或者是啊我知道了解一些。
It's not just like I know the existence of something or I just know of something.
那么这个知道呢是让我们知说我与这个信息与这个真理我真正的明白它而且我非常的熟悉它。
Here the know refers to we know it very well and we are very familiar with it.
我经常呢跟这个真理就要有一种很亲密的关系。
It's like we have a close relationship with this truth.
所以我们就是要把它记在心里，要常常的来思想。
So we should keep it in our heart and often think about it.
所以这样呢，我们才能活出一个讨神喜悦的生命来。
Then we can live out a life that's pleasing to God.
那么这里使徒约翰呢，让我们知道的第一个真理就是让我们要知道我们有永生。
Here the first truth Apostle John would like us to know is we know we have eternal life.
第二，他让我们这些信耶稣的人要我们知道呢，我们要照着神的旨意去祷告。
Second, we know, we pray according to God's will.
那么最后，他也让我们要知道呢，神随时随地在保护我们，但是我们也当。警醒自守。
Thirdly, Apostle John would like us to know that God keeps us, but we shall also keep ourselves.
所以这三条真理呢，是我们日常生活中常常需要思想、需要遵行的。
These three truths are what we shall often think about and obey in our everyday life.
我们先来看这第一条真理，就是我们应该知道我们有永生。
Let us study the first truth. We should know that we have eternal life.
这就在第十三节这里讲的。他说：“我将这些话写给你们信奉神儿子之名的人，要叫你们知道自己有永生。”
This is in verse 13. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life.
那么经文中的这些话，我们知道它就是指呢。上面约翰所写的从第一章的第一节到十五章的十二节所有的这些内容。
These things in this verse actually refers to all the contents John wrote in this letter, which is from verse 1, chapter 1, verse 1 to chapter 5, verse 12.
那么这些话呢，主要它是两个方面来解释生命之道。
These things explain the way of life in two aspects.
那么第一个就是耶稣基督就是使徒所传的生命之道。
The first is that Jesus Christ is the way of life that apostles were preaching.
这是千真万确的真理。
This is a true truth.
只有信耶稣才能有重生的生命，才能得永生。
Only by believing in Jesus Christ that we shall have a life of regeneration and have eternal life.
所以呢，主耶稣基督他在约翰福音16-44节6节，他说十章六节他说：“我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。”
Our Lord Jesus said in John chapter 14 verse 6, "I am the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father except through me."
也就是说，信耶稣是唯一得救的途径，再没有第二条途径。
That is to say, the only way to get salvation is by believing in Jesus. There's no other way.
所以呢，约翰在这本书里面解释的第二个方面就是，信徒当活出爱神和彼此相爱的生命来。
The second aspect John is pointing out is disciples shall live a life of loving God and loving each other.
因为这是神从旧约到新约给所有神的子民的一条命令。
Since this is the command God gave to all God's people from Old Testament to New Testament.
能够顺服这条命令来生活，那么就是认识生命之道的确据。
It is the assurance that you know the life of God, that you live, you obey this command.
那么这里的知道呢，它在希腊语中是一个完成时态。
The word know here is actually the completion sense in Greek.
所以表示一种已经且继续知道的一种状态。
It's indicating a tense of already knew but continue to know.
对，那么有永生在希腊语圣经中用的是一个现在时态。
Have eternal life, it has the present tense.
它表示呢，我们信耶稣的，从我们信耶稣那一刻开始，我们就继续一直享有永生。
It indicates that at the moment we believe in Jesus Christ, we enjoy eternal life and continue to enjoy eternal life.
直到将来我们进入永恒中，这个永生是持续的。
Until in the future we enter eternity, this eternal life is continuous.
但是呢，我们知道每个人都会要经历一次肉身的死亡。
But we know everyone will experience the death of the flesh.
但是呢，我们不是说将来才有永生，而是从现在开始我们就有永生。
But it's not until in the future that we will have eternal life, but we have eternal life from now on.
那么读这节经文之后呢，可能大家会觉得好像在什么地方也听过类似的教导。
When you read this verse, maybe you feel like you have heard of similar teachings somewhere else.
对，在约翰福音里面也有类似的教导。
Yes, there are similar teachings in the Gospel of John.
就是约翰在写到约翰福音20章31节时，他说：“但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。”并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
Apostle John said in John chapter 20 verse 31, "But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in His name."
那么使徒约翰呢？他在这两本书里面是用同样的句式。就是做什么什么，要叫你们怎么样怎么样。
So Apostle John actually uses the same pattern. Do something so that you may get something to state.、Yeah.
所以这里他分别把写约翰福音和约翰一书的目的就这样的表明出来了。
He states the purpose of writing the Gospel of John at the first letter of John this way.
所以在约翰福音中他说，记这些事，要叫你们信什么什么。
In the Gospel of John, it says, "But these things are written so that you may believe."
那么这里说写这封信是要叫你们知道什么什么。
Here it reads, I write these things that you may know.
所以对比约翰写这两本书的目的，我们看到有很多相似的地方和很关联的地方。
Comparing these two books, we saw the purpose of these two books have many similarities and relationships.
所以他写约翰福音的目的是为了叫我们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
The purpose John wrote the Gospel of John is for us to believe Jesus is Christ, Son of God.
也就是信耶稣是救主。
That is to believe Jesus is the Savior.
而约翰一书他是写给这些信耶稣是神儿子的人。
The book of 1 John is writing to people who believe Jesus is the Son of God.
对，约翰福音说，你们如果信耶稣是基督，你们就是神的儿子。
The Gospel of John said, if you believe Jesus is Christ, Son of God,
所以你们就可以因他的名得生命。
You will have eternal life in his name.
所以约翰耶稣说，如果你们果真信耶稣基督，就是神的儿，你们就知道自己有永生。
The book of 1 John said, if you really believe Jesus is Christ, the Son of God, you may know you have eternal life.
也就是说，使徒约翰写约翰福音是为了传福音的目的。
That is, the gospel of John is to preach the gospel.
如果一个人听了福音，相信了耶稣就是基督，是神的儿子，他就得到了一个新的生命。
If a person...heard the gospel, believed Jesus is Christ, the Son of God, he got a new life.
也就是重生得救了。
That is, he was saved by regeneration.
那么使徒约翰呢，写约翰一书，乃是为了坚固信徒的信心，要他们知道自己因重生得救，就有了永生。
Apostle John wrote the book of 1 John is to strengthen their faith. So let them know that they have eternal life by regeneration and salvation.
所以呢，约翰福音和约翰一书写作的对象它是不同的。
So the target of writing is actually different for Gospel of John and the Book of 1 John.
对，约翰福音呢是主要写给那些不信的人。
The Gospel of John is for unbelievers.
那么约翰一书呢，主要是写给那些已经信了耶稣的人。
The book of 1 John is for those who already believed in Jesus.
所以他们的目的不，所以他们的这个对象不同，他们的目的呢也有一些差别。
The target of writing is different. The purposes also have some differences.
那么约翰福音呢是为了传福音，主要是。
The Gospel of John is for preaching the gospel.
而约翰一书呢，主要就是为了劝勉信徒活出信心的生命来。
The book of 1 John is to advise disciples to live a faithful life.
那么知道了我们因信耶稣就有永生的真理。
Knowing the truth that we have eternal life by believing in Jesus Christ.
那么现在我们再来看一下使徒约翰要我们知道的第二条真理。
Now let's see the second truth Apostle John would like us to know.
就是知道我们信耶稣，我们要照着神的旨意去祷告。
That is, we shall pray according to God's will.
那这是在第十四节到第十七节。
That is in verse 14 to 17.
那么一个人如果知道自己有永生，那么祷告在他的生命中一定占有非常重要的地位。
If a person knows he has eternal life, the prayer must be an important part of his life.
因为他一定知道，离了主，我们不能做任何讨神喜悦的事。
He must know that apart from the Lord, we cannot do anything that's pleasing to him.
那么这也正是主耶稣基督他在约翰福音十五章里面教导门徒的。
This is also what Jesus Christ.Taught the disciples in John chapter 15, verse 5.
他说：“我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。在藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。”
I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing.
所以这个多结果子呢，意思就是我们的生命每日都能够讨神的喜悦，能够有果子结出来，能够彰显神的荣耀。
Bear much fruit means we live a pleasing life and bear fruit that's pleasing to him.
那么说到祷告呢，大家一定会问，那么祷告是不是需要遵循什么原则呢？
Talking of prayers, you may ask, is there any principles we should follow?
那么也许有的弟兄姐妹会说，就像我们的孩子和我们做父母的谈话一样，祷告就是与神来谈话。
Maybe some brothers and sisters will say, oh, it's just like our kids talking to us parents, praying is like talking to God.
当然这些包括呢，就对神的赞美和感恩，也包括把我们自己的需要告诉神。
This includes the praise and the thankfulness to God and telling God our needs to God.
求神赐我们力量，接过我们的信心，应用我们的需要。
Asking God to give us strength, strengthen our faith, and lead us.
或者呢，我们犯罪以后呢，来到神的面前来认罪悔改，求神的赦免。
All after we sin, we come before God for confession and repentance.
那么让我们都思想一下，如果我们的孩子求我们一件事，我们是不是一定会答应或者满足他们的要求呢？
Let us all think, if our children ask us something, are we surely going to say yes?
所以这个当然是不一定，我们要看他们要什么。
Yeah, of course, we would say not always. We have to see what they are asking for.
所以 祷告呢其实也是一样，当我们祈求神什么事时，神也不一定都应允。
Same for prayers. WePray for God for something, God may not always answer us.
所以祷告呢，要想蒙神的应允，就要照着神的旨意去祷告。
We have to pray according to God's will if we would like our prayers to be answered by Him.
所以如果我们祷告就是给神拉个清单，让神来照单办事。
If our prayer is like a prayer list to God and ask God to follow this list,
来让神把我们的心愿都成就了。
Ask God to accomplish whatever our will is.
那么其实这其实就是把神当作了工具，而把我们自己当作了神。
This actually treat God as a tool treat ourselves as a God.
所以使徒约翰呢，首先教导我们，是我们个人祷告的生活应该怎么样。
Apostle John first taught us about our personal prayer life, what it's like.
那么这是在第十四节到第十五节。
That is in verse 14 to 15.
所以他说，我们若照他的旨意求什么，他就听我们。这是我们向他所从坦然无惧的心。既然知道他听我们一切所求的，就知道我们所求于他的无不得着。
Verse 14, 15. And this is the confidence that we have toward him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us.And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests that we have asked of him.
那么这里有一个词呢，叫坦然无惧，我们要特别的注意。
Here there's a word, confidence, that we should pay special attention to.
因为这是告诉我们，我们祷告该有一个什么样的态度。
This tells us the attitude we should have for prayer.
我们常常做神不喜悦的事。那我们来到神的面前要祷告，那么我们怎么能够坦然无惧呢？
We often do things not pleasing to God. How can we be confident when we come before God and pray?
那么这是因为我们信靠我们的主耶稣基督。
This is because we trust in our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们过去是与神为敌，是神的敌人，我们现在已经与神和好。
Before we are hostile to God, we are God's enemies. Now we have reconciled with Him.
所以呢，我们也不再惧怕。
So we are no longer afraid.
那么在希伯来书的第十章，对我们之所以能够坦然无惧来到神的面前的原因，它有一个很好的解释。
There are good explanations about the reason of confidence in chapter 10 of the book of Hebrews.
那么因为主耶稣在十字架上流血舍命，圣殿的幔子呢就裂开了。
Because Jesus shed his blood and died on the cross, the curtain in the holy temple was torn open.
信他的人就可以直接进到至圣所。
And the people believing in him can come directly to the most high place.
我们知道呢，在旧约中，人们在圣殿敬拜的时候，是只有大祭司才能一年一次的进到至圣所，为自己和百姓来献祭赎罪。
We know in the Old Testament, when people were worshiping God, only the high priest can once a year enter the most high place to give sacrifice for atonement.
而且呢，他进去的时候还是战战兢兢的，身上要系一些小铃铛。
And he did it with great fear, and there were bells on him.
那么他怕什么呢？
What was he afraid of?
因为他怕，如果是真的不胜了，就是被神所击杀。所以人们听到铃铛，就知道这个大祭司还活着。
He was afraid that if he was not careful, he may be killed by God. So when people heard the bell, they knew that the priest was still alive.
但是在新约中，当主耶稣作为挽回祭献上他的生命，幔子就裂开了。
However, in New Testament, when Jesus Christ gave his life as atonement, the curtain was torn open.
所以凡是信耶稣的人都可以坦然无惧来到神的面前来敬拜他。
And all who believe in Jesus can come before God to worship him with confidence.
所以我们知道我们祷告也是敬拜神的一种方式。
We know that our prayer is the way we worship our God.
所以我们就可以坦然无惧地来到神的面前来献上我们的祷告。
And we can pray to God with confidence.
所以这不是因为我们没有罪，是因为我们信靠耶稣基督。
This is not because we don't have any sin. It's because we believe in Jesus Christ.
因为主耶稣的死洗净了我们一切的不义，神也赦免了我们一切的罪。
Because his death has washed away all our unrighteousness, and God has also forgiven all our sins.
但是这里我们也要特别的小心，我们这里的坦然无惧绝对不是随心所欲、无所谓，就无所谓的心。
Here we should also be very careful. The confidence is not about having a heart of our self-desires or carelessness.
而是一种对神敬畏之心。
But a heart of reverence toward God.
那么坦然无惧呢，是我们祷告的态度，而照他旨意求，就是指我们祷告当有的一个原则。
Confidence is the attitude we should have when praying. And the principle is ask according to his will.
如果我们按照这样的原则祷告，我们的祷告就会神一定会应允我们。
If we follow this principle, our prayers will surely be answered by God.
那么什么叫照神的旨意来求呢？
So what is ask anything according to his will?
那么看到这呢，我就想起呢，主耶稣基督在马太福音6:33告诉门徒的一句话。
I actually remembered Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, where our Lord Jesus Christ told the disciples.
那么他说呢，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
It says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things will be added to you.
其实这就是主耶稣教导门徒祷告的原则，当然我们也是对我们的原则。
So this was actually the principle our Lord Jesus Christ told his disciples, and also it's the principle for us too.
那么就是要先求他的国和他的义。
It is we first ask for the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
他的意思就是我们祷告的时候首先要让基督坐在我们生命的宝座上来掌权。
What he meant is that when we pray, we first let Christ sit in the throne of our lives and take charge.
我们要遵行神的旨意，而不是要坚持我们自己的意愿。
We shall follow his will, not insisting on our own desires.
那么感谢主呢，我们教会的一些弟兄姐妹呢，自己都正在学习耶稣生平这门课。
Thanks to the Lord that some brothers and sisters are studying the life of Christ in the past few weeks.
那我们也正好涉及到这方面的一些内容。
And we also talk about this subject.
那么有两个图形呢，就描述了先求他的国和他的义的祷告，还有一个就是先以自我意志为中心的祷告。
There are two pictures illustrating the prayer that seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness first versus the prayers centered in our own desires.
那么主耶稣曾经告诉，在圣经中告诉门徒说，神的国就在我们这些信他的人的心中。
Our Lord Jesus said that the kingdom of God is in our hearts.
我们要让基督在神的这个国中掌权。
We shall let Christ take charge in his own kingdom.
所以祷告时候呢，不是让我们个人的意志来掌权。
So when we pray, we're not asking according to our self-desires.
所以这是我们祷告该有的一个原则。
This is a principle of prayer.
那么大家可以看到现在屏幕上有两个图。
On the screen, there are two pictures.
那么这两个图呢，就是我是从那书上的模仿的图，书上的是女儿给我画的啊。
Grace draw these two pictures, mimicking the book of life of Christ.
那么大家看这两个图，左右都是表面看是两个心脏。
There are two hearts.
那么每个心脏里面有一把椅子。
There's a chair in each heart.
那么就是说，让椅子就是表示一个座位，表示一个可以说是一个宝座。
The chair represents like a throne.
那我们祷告的时候，到底是让基督坐在这个椅子、这个宝座上呢，还是让我们的自由意志坐在我们这个心里面的宝座上？
So we pray, are we asking Christ to be sitting on this chair or asking our self desires to sit on this chair?
所以就是这个面临到一个是谁在我们心中掌权。
So this is actually saying who actually taking charge, who actually take control of our life.
所以在左边我们看到这就是一个以基督为中心，就是让神来掌权，以这样的原则来祷告。
On the left,The prayer is centered in Christ, and Christ is in charge.
在上面是基督，底下呢是我们的自由意志放在下边。
On the top is Christ, on the bottom is our self-desires.
而在右边这个臂呢，我们看到是自由意志在这个宝座上，是自由意志在掌权。
In the right picture, the picture B is actually our self-desires on the top. So our self-desires is actually in control.
他把基督放在了底下，这就是一种。就是以自我为中心的祷告。
Christ is actually on the bottom, so this kind of prayer is centered in ourselves.
所以我们觉得，所以呢，大家如果把这个很形象的能够描绘我们祷告时候的一种状态。
This vividly illustrated the state when we pray.
所以我们当遵循神的原则来祷告。
So we shall follow God's principle when we pray.
那么其实呢，主耶稣上十字架前在客西马尼园的祷告，也是一个照神的旨意祷告的最好的例子。
In fact, one of the best examples is the prayer of our Lord Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane before he went to the cross.
那么主耶稣他知道他要上十字架。
Our Lord Jesus Christ knew he was going to the cross.
他也有他自己肉体的软弱。
He also had the weakness of his flesh.
他也想让父神拿开这个苦杯。
He also wanted the Father God to take the cup away.
但是呢，他还是把父神的旨意放在了首位。
But he still placed the will of the Father first.
所以他在马太福音26:39，他这样祷告：“他说，我父啊，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我；然而不要照我的意思。”要照你的意思。
In Matthew chapter 26:39, Jesus prayed like this. And going, my father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nonetheless, not as I will, but as you will.
那么还有一位英国著名的一位牧师，他也可以说是一位神学家。
In England, there's also a famous pastor. He's also a theologist.
我们一些弟兄姐妹可能也知道他的名字。
Some brothers and sisters may know his name.
对，他的名字叫祝马田。
His name is David Martin.
所以他在病重的时候呢，他知道他可能要快安睡主怀。
When he was very sick, knowing he was almost passing away.
所以很多人就为他祷告，求神来医治他，来使他能够康复。
At that time, many people prayed for him for his healing and recovery.
但是他告诉这些为他祷告的人们说
，But he told them.
他说不要为我得医治祷告，要为我预备好迎接这个荣耀祷告。
Don't pray for my healing. Pray that I will be ready for this glory.
所以我们可以看着这个祝马田牧师，他是一个怎么样来祷告的人。
So we can see how David Martin prayed.
我们往往平时我们说，哎，我们哪位弟兄姐妹生病了啥，我们为他们祷告，这是很好的。
So usually when we saw some brothers and sisters got sick, we pray for them. That is good.
但是呢，我们也要同时注意，就是我们祷告的目标是什么。
But we should also pay attention to the goal of our prayer.
不只是让病得医治。
Not only for the sickness to be healed.
因为我们知道我们的生命不属于我们。
Because we know our life does not belong to us.
我们谁也不知道我们明天会不会继续留在这个世界。
We never know tomorrow if we still stay in this world.
所以我们最重要的是我们将来去见神的时候，我们会不会真的是坦然无惧，能够好好的，就像祝马田说的，预备好迎接这个荣耀。
More importantly, we are ready. Are we can come to God without fear? And just like here, are we ready for this glory?
所以任何人如果带着一个悔恨，带着一种真的好多自己的罪还没有这个认清楚，如果去见神，那么其实这是一个真的是一个很遗憾的事情。
It is such a regret if we have to see our Lord with regret and with many sins that are not repented.
那么我们为一件事情祷告时，也当首先要问我们自己。
When we pray for something, we should ask ourselves first.
那么在这件事上，我有没有尽我的本分来做？
Have I done my part for this matter?
因为神有神的主权，人有人的责任，这是圣经从贯穿圣经的真理。
Because this is the truth throughout the Bible. God had God's authority, but people have their responsibilities.
所以虽然神有丰盛的恩典，但是人不尽本分，就像得神的恩典，这也不太可能。
Although God has abundant grace, but it's very unlikely to get God's grace without doing your part.
那么今天呢，我们是联合崇拜，有儿童还青少年在我们中间。
Today we have a joint service, and there are children and youth among us.
那我想问一下这些孩子们，就是你们是怎么向神来祷告呢
？Let me ask these little kids, how do you pray to God?
那么这里有这样一个事例，就有一小学生，那么他在地理考试的时候没有好好学习。
There was this example. There was one elementary school student. He didn't study hard before his test.
所以他学生这个学生考试成绩，所以他就在考试这个地理的时候呢，他就把美国的首都他搭成了曼哈顿。
So in the geography test, he wrote Manhattan as the answer for the capital of U.S.
那么于是他就祷告说，求神把美国的首都改成曼哈顿。
So he prayed to God and asked God to change the U.S. capital to Manhattan.
那么我们可以知道，那么他这是不是照神的旨意祷告呢？
Do we know is he praying according to God's will?
对，当然他这不是按照神的旨意去祷告，他是按照他的想法想来祷告。
No, he's not praying according to God's will. He's praying to his own thinking.
所以学生祷告考试得好成绩，那么希望长大成为一个祝福他人或者神使用的人。
Students who pray for good grades in the test and wish to grow to a person that can be used by God and to bless others.
所以首先要祷告神来帮助你养成一个刻苦学习的习惯。
First, they should pray to God to help you build the habit of study hard.
赐给你辨别善恶的智慧,
to give you the wisdom to tell good and evil.
能够持守真道的勇气,
the courage to keep the truth.
这才是神在你学习和生活上对你的旨意。
This is God's will for you in your study and your life.
那么接下来在这里16章到17节, 是使徒约翰教导我们如何来代祷。
In the following verse 16 and 17, Apostle John taught us about intercession prayers.
那么16章17节说, 他人若看见弟兄犯了不至于死的罪, 就当为他祈求, 神必将生命赐给他, 有至于死的罪, 我不说当为这罪祈求, 凡不义的事, 都是罪, 也有不至于死的罪。
Verse 16 to 17, if anyone sees his brother committing a sin not leading to death, he shall ask, and God will give him life. To those who commit sins that do not lead to death, there is a sin that leads to death. I do not say that one should pray for that. All wrongdoing is a sin, but that is a sin that does not lead to death.
那么这两节经文里面有一个词叫不至于死的罪。
In these two verses, there is expression that sins that not leading to death.
那么这里呢，对这节经文呢，有两种解释。
There are two kinds of explanations for this.
那么一种解释认为呢，说主耶稣他在马太福音12章到31到32节，他这样讲，说所以我告诉你们，人一切的罪和亵渎的话都可得赦免，唯独亵渎圣灵总不能赦免。凡说话干犯人子的还可得赦免，唯独说话干犯圣灵的，今世来世不得赦免。
Why explanation believes, just like Jesus said in Matthew chapter 12, verse 31 to 34, therefore I tell you, every sin and blasphemy will be forgiven people, but the blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven, and whoever speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven, but whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven, either in this age or in the age to come.
所以呢，这里面至于死的罪，可能就是指那些亵渎圣灵的罪。So
here, the sins that leads to death possibly refers to sins of blasphemy against the Spirit.
所以呢，如果弟兄姐妹中间犯了某有一些人犯了罪，但是不是亵渎圣灵的罪。So
if there are brothers and sisters who sinned, but not the sin of blasphemy against the Spirit.
我们就当为他们祷告，求圣灵感动他们认罪悔改。
Then we shall pray for them, asking Holy Spirit to move them to confess and repent.
那么另一种解释认为，至于死的罪呢，是指任何那些预谋犯罪或者不肯悔改的罪。
Another explanation believes that the sin that leads to death actually refers to sins like planning to sin or sin that's unwilling to repent for.
所以以致神呢，要注定结束那个人的生命。So
God is determined to end that person's life.
所以这不是指某种特定的罪行。This
is not referring to a particular type of transgression.
而是任何已经超出神容忍范围的罪。But
any sin that's beyond the degree of God's tolerance.
所以为犯这样的罪又屡次不悔改的人。 使徒约翰呢，不鼓励信徒为他们祷告。For
people who committed this sin and unwilling to repent repeatedly, Apostle John doesn't encourage disciples to pray for them.
所以他认为呢，所以神会以审判结束他们肉体的生命。He
believed God will use judgment to end their lives of flesh.
以维持他教会的圣洁。In
order to maintain the holiness of the church.
好，那么我们来看约翰，使徒约翰要我们知道的第三个真理，就是要知道神在保护我们，我们也当自守。Okay,
now let's study the third truth Apostle John would like us to know. That is, we should know that God keeps us and we shall also keep ourselves.
那么这是在第18节到20节，21节。
This is actually in verse 18 to 20.
那么大家读这后面这几节经文呢，会发现这里面有个不犯罪这个词。
If we read verse 18 to 20, we may notice the word it says, in English actually says, keep not keep on sinning.
所以这个不犯罪的意思呢，不是说从来不犯罪。
Here it doesn't mean never commit sin.
所以它的意思是指呢，不持续的犯同样的罪，一直不悔改。
It actually means not continuously commit the same sin and never repent.
所以一个从神生的人，有神赐他的新生命，有圣灵住在他的里面，这样的人他绝对不会这样。
A person born of God, have a new life from God, and also have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, he shall not be like this.
然而呢，全世界我们知道都被握在恶者撒旦的手中，被撒旦辖制。
However, we know the whole world lies in the power of Satan.
他随时通过各种手段来诱惑和欺骗神的儿女，远离神。
At all times, he continues to tempt God's children to stay away from God.
要成为他的掳物。
To become his capture.
所以呢，彼得前书五章八节，使徒彼得告诫信徒说，务要谨守警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
So in 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8, Apostle Peter warned the disciples and said, Be sober minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lionseeking someone to devour.
但是我们要知道呢，尽管撒旦和他的跟随者凶恶，但是从神生的人是属于神。
But we shall also know that although Satan and his followers are ferocious, but the people born of God belongs to God.
所以撒旦的活动必然会在神的主权之下进行。
And Satan's activity can only be carried out under God's authority.
他绝对不会超出神允许的范围。
It can never exceed what God allows.
所以撒旦虽然可以迫害、试探或者控告神的儿女。
So Satan can persecute, tempt, or accuse disciples.
但是呢，神会保护他的儿女，对撒旦的影响力或是权势设下了明确的界限。
But God will protect his children.And will set clear boundaries for Satan's power.
那么这个呢，我们从约伯记里面可以看得非常的清楚。
We can clearly see it in the book of Job.
我们知道在约伯记中呢，撒旦一次又一次的想来迫害义人约伯。
We know in the book of Job, Satan tried time over time to persecute Job.
但他从来不能越过神所设立的界限。
But he can never cross the boundary, God said.
那么撒旦第一次想苦害约伯，在约伯记的第一章十二节。
The first time Satan tried to torture Job is actually in Job chapter 1 verse 12.
这时耶和华对撒旦说，凡他所有的都在你手里，只是你不可伸手加害于他。
The Lord said to Satan, Behold, all that he has,is in your hand. Only against him, do not stretch out your hand.
但是呢，第二次呢，撒旦又想去杀害约伯。
The second time, Satan wanted to kill Job.
约伯记二章六节，耶和华又对撒旦说
，In Job chapter 2 verse 6,
说他在你手中，但是只要存留他的性命。
The Lord said to Satan, "Behold, he's in your hand."Only spare his life.
所以呢，两次他这个撒旦他的这个诡计都没有成。
So in both times, Satan's treacherous plan did not succeed.
因为神在那设下界限，魔鬼不可能越过。
Because God set boundaries and Satan cannot cross.
所以呢，不管撒旦怎样的阴邪诡诈，他总是在神的掌控之下。
So no matter how treacherous Satan is, he's always under the control of God.
而我们神的儿女总是在神的保护之下。
And we as God's children will always be under the protection of God.
但是呢，这里面我们要注意，虽然我们都在神的保护之下，但是我们也当要警醒自守。
Although we are all under the protection of God, we shall also stay alert and keep ourselves.
这是在二十一节最后，他说：“小子们呐、啊，你们要自守，远避偶像。”
That's in verse 21. Little children, keep yourself from idols.
所以这里呢，约翰其实在提醒我们，基督徒虽然不会去敬拜有形的偶像。
Here, Apostle John reminded us that although Christians may not worship visible idols,
但是呢，有时候会被无形的偶像诱惑或欺骗。
But sometimes they can be tempted or deceived by invisible idols.
所以这些无形的偶像呢，可能是指任何取代真正信仰的东西。
These invisible idols can be anything that replaces the true faith.
就在我们的心中占据了主所占有的地位。
It occupies a place in our hearts where God should be.
所以，但是有时，那么它包括呢？任何否认耶稣基督是完全的神性和人性的那些教导。
This includes any teaching that denied Christ of 100% God and 100% human.
对任何那些自称比圣经更有权威的思想理论。
And any thinking that claims to be more authoritative than Bible.
对任何代替神而占据我们生活中心的那些东西。
Anything that actually replace God in our heart.
例如我们的儿女、金钱、名声等等这些。
This can be our children, money, fame, etc.
那么改教运动的一个核心人物，也是一个伟大的神学家，约翰·加尔文，他有这样一句名言。
A key person of the Reformation movement, who is also a great theologist, John Calvin,he had this famous saying.
他说人的大脑是一个名副其实的偶像制造厂。
He said the human brain is a veritable idol manufacturer.
所以人的这种罪的冲动甚至在基督徒中也时有体现。
This urge of sin even appeared in Christians sometimes.
所以我们始终需要按神的道来更新我们自己，来常常警戒自己。
We shall always renew ourselves and guard ourselves with God's word.
我们很有可能被这些偶像所吸引住。
It's likely we can be attracted to these idols.
也有可能在偶像面前缺乏该有的这种的免疫力。
Or we may lack of immunity to these idols.
所以因此我们需要提高我们的警惕性。
So we shall always increase our alertness.
所以呢，我们基督徒呢，也必须要持续不断的来检查、检验我们的心灵和我们的思想。
So Christians must also always continuously to examine our hearts and thoughts and to discern those things. Yeah.
来清理掉我们里面那些凡与神的话、神的真理相悖的东西。
To clear all the things.That are contrary to God's word.
那么我们总结今天的信息。
Summarizing today's message.
那么使徒约翰呢，提醒我们靠神的恩典活出信心生命需要知道的三个真理。
Apostle John reminded us the three truths we should know to live out a faithful life by grace.
我们时刻要知道我们是蒙神拯救、蒙神恩典的罪人。
We shall always know that we are sinners saved by God, by God's grace.
那我们也一定要真的知道我们是都是有永生的人。
We shall truly know we are people with eternal life.
这个永生不是在将来我们自己就我们现在就拥有永生。
This eternal life is not in the future. We have eternal life right now.
你不管我们个人与神亲近的祷告生活还是为他人代祷。
No matter it's in our own personal prayer life or intercession prayers,
我们都要照着神的旨意去求，不要随我们自己的私欲。
We shall follow God's will, not our own desires.
那么还有就是，我们生活在一个被撒旦辖制、到处充斥着罪恶和诱惑的世界。
Yeah, we live in a world that is governed by Satan and full of sin and temptation.
但是我们知道神随时随地在保护着我们。
But we know God protects us at all times.
但是我们也当警醒，不落入各样形式的偶像崇拜。
But we shall stay alert and keep ourselves from all kinds of idols.
我们也要常常提防，不被魔鬼撒旦来诱骗。
We shall always be alert and not deceived by Satan.
我们来一起祷告。
Let us pray.
我们在天上的父神，我们感谢你赐给你的话语给你的儿女。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving your word to your children.
让你的话语成为我们每日生活的指南。
So your word can be our guide for our everyday life.
天父，我们就求主你能够把今天你在信息中教导我们的真理，让我们记在心中，常常思想。
So we ask you so we can remember your truth you taught us today and we can always think about it.
让我们能够知道我们真的是有永生的人。
So we truly know we are people with eternal life.
也让我们能够知道我们祷告时该当有什么样的态度，我们要有遵循什么样的原则。
And also the attitudes and the principle we should have in prayer.
我们当坦然无惧，但是我们也当按照主你的旨意去行。
We shall have confidence, but we shall also follow your will.
主也求主你，让我们能够每日的生活中，主能够真的知道有你的保护，也让我们能够真的是谨守、警醒自守。
So also let us truly know that in our everyday life we have your protection. But we shall also stay alert and keep ourselves.
让我们每日的生命，我们的生活都能够讨主你的喜悦。
And also our everyday life can be pleasing to you.
让我们能够行在你的光中，让我们的生命天天的更新来改变。
We can walk in your light, our life can be renewed.
我们感谢主，我们这样祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督的名。
We thank you, Lord. We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.